Chapter 7. Elisha said, Hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, At this time tomorrow, a seah of fine flour will sell for a shekel, and 2 seahs of barley for a shekel in the market of Samaria. But the adjutant, on whose arm the king leaned, answered the man of God, Even if the Lord were to make windows in heaven, how could this happen? You shall see it with your own eyes, Elisha said, but you shall not eat of it. The lepers at the gate. At the city gate were 4 lepers who were deliberating. Why should we sit here until we die? If we decide to go into the city, we shall die there, for there is famine in the city. If we remain here, we shall die too. Come, let us desert to the camp of the Arameans. If they spare us, we live. If they kill us, we die. At twilight, they left for the Arameans, but when they reached the edge of the camp, no one was there. The Lord had caused the army of the Arameans to hear the sound of chariots and horses, the din of a large army, and they had reasoned among themselves, The king of Israel has hired the king of the Hittites and the king of the borderlands to fight us. Then in the twilight they fled, abandoning their tents, their horses, and their asses, the whole camp just as it was, and fleeing for their lives. After the lepers reached the edge of the camp, they went first into one tent, ate and drank, and took silver, gold, and clothing from it, and went out and hid them. Back they came into another tent, took things from it, and again went out and hid them. Then they said to one another, We are not doing right. This is a day of good news, and we are keeping silent. If we wait until morning breaks, we shall be blamed. Come, let us go and inform the palace. They came and summoned the city gatekeepers. We went to the camp of the Arameans, they said, but no one was there. Not a human voice. Only the horses and asses tethered, and the tents just as they were left. The gatekeepers announced this, and it was reported within the palace. Though it was night, the king got up. He said to his servants, Let me tell you what the Arameans have done to us. Knowing that we are in famine, they have left their camp to hide in the field, hoping to take us alive and enter our city when we leave it. One of his servants, however, suggested, Since those who are left in the city are no better off than all the throng that has perished, let some of us take 5 of the abandoned horses and send scouts to investigate. End of the siege. They took 2 chariots and horses, and the king sent them to reconnoiter the Aramean army. Go and find out, he ordered. They followed the Arameans as far as the Jordan, and the whole route was strewn with garments and other objects that the Arameans had thrown away in their haste. The messengers returned and told the king. The people went out and plundered the camp of the Arameans, and then a seah of fine flour sold for a shekel, and 2 seahs of barley for a shekel, as the Lord had said. The king put in charge of the gate the officer who was his adjutant. But the people trampled him to death at the gate, just as the man of God had predicted when the king visited him. Thus was fulfilled the prophecy of the man of God to the king. 2 seahs of barley will sell for a shekel, and 1 seah of fine flour for a shekel at this time tomorrow at the gate of Samaria. The adjutant had answered the man of God, Even if the Lord were to make windows in heaven, how could this happen? And Elisha had replied, You shall see it with your own eyes, but you shall not eat of it. And that is what happened to him, for the people trampled him to death at the gate.